There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn has got vitamins galore. Listen to her.
Yeah. Listen to me.
Wow.
Yes.
Tons of vitamins.
Yeah. Rach McFadden has vitamins galore.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's taking super beats. That's what you need, Jennifer.
Love my super beats.
You need to get your super beats. All right.
I have super beats.
Have you?
Well, you better take them. You gave them to me.
I know I did. I give you lots of things, and some of them you take advantage of, some of them you don't.
I don't know what that means. You're right.
All right. There's Kenny Kessler, who's got a super brain.
Why, thank you.
And then there's Molly Page, who can't play golf. That's the problem that she
has. That's true.
All right. So let's get to what's going on here. Baltimore Mayor Susie Hoosie, what's his?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, right. What a model. She was going to run for the senatorial job, Richie, being vacated by Ms. Mikulski.
Yeah.
Until this. She got about as much chance of being elected.
Yeah,
you know,
did not look good.
I liked her.
Did you?
Up until she
to know her.
Had a couple of faux pas.
Isn't that, what is the old song? To know.
Once I got to know her, then I didn't like
right,
her very much.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
See, and I understand. She misspoke. And, you know,
well,
and
it's not even the misspeaking, though. It's the fact that she, I don't know, I thought anyway, she imposed a curfew for the rest of the week, not the night that was in trouble. She told police officers to stand down. And then when there were kids that were involved in this, she canceled school. Shouldn't she have kept school going to keep the kids going somewhere?
Uh-huh. Good judgment. It's easy to criticize, but in this, it's tough. These are tough jobs.
It's armchair quarterbacking.
Well, the argument here was to keep the kids in school so that they would know where they were, because you know, at least the police know, okay, we have 800 kids at this school. They're not out on the streets.
Right.
And that's what they were trying to argue for.
Yeah.
Here, but you know, she totally mismanaged this. This is
made a mess of it.
Yeah.
Now, there are those who are sexist, not among our group, but there are those who say women, they shouldn't be mayor. Women, they shouldn't be governor. Women, they shouldn't be president. Wow. And so we have that element. No, there's no difference. There are really good, well-qualified people for all these jobs.
All the people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think the woman of the moment, and there's sort of a lot of grandstanding going on around Toya Graham and how she slapped her son around. But, Richie, when I heard her speak, I remembered, it was the basketball player whose mother, don't you talk about my son this way.
Remember? Oh, yeah.
Who was that?
Allen Iverson's mother.
Right. Yeah. All right. So let's first visit Toya Graham as she's interviewed, and then maybe you can compare her to the mother we were talking about. Here's Toya Graham talking about how she smacked her son around, or why, basically, she was concerned.
I was angry. I was shocked because you never want to see your child out there doing that. There's some days that I'll shield him in the house just so he won't go outside. And I know I can't do that for the rest of my life. He's 16 years old. You know, he's into the street. He said, when I seen you, my instinct was to run. You know, I'm a no-tolerant mother. Everybody that knows me know I don't play that. You know what I mean? He knew he was in trouble. You know, you can make that phone call, get home right now. But they, at the end of the day, they're going to make their own decision. We just, as parents, we just have to follow through to make sure that's where they're supposed to be at.
All right, so where's that? What is the woman's name, the mother of that basketball player? Can't
find her. When Allen Iverson was in all that trouble, and she went out, his mother went out and got in the reporter's face.
Get out of my face with that crazy stuff.
That's only hearsay.
Where you get that from?
That's hearsay.
Somebody told it to you?
True.
Did Tawana tell you that?
Tawana tell you that.
Did Tawana, don't ask me nothing. Did Tawana tell you that?
That was beautiful.
No.
Oh, my God.
I love this woman, this toy woman, the mother.
Yeah. Do you hear, though? Here's the problem. I mean, gosh, we talk about leadership with the mayor. Leadership with this community is, where is the dad? I mean, that's what's going on with these boys. There's no dad.
She's got six children.
This poor woman
has
got six kids.
Right.
I know. She's trying to do the best she can, and good for her.
Right.
But holy moly.
Imagine yourself in that position. Jennifer, Molly, you're the only two here among us that could be in that position. Imagine you're the mother of six children. You have a job. They're teenagers. There's no other support around. Maybe there's a grandparent or two here and there. And in our society today, you know, we can talk about the good old days. I pretty much raised myself, and so did my two sisters. We didn't have all of the stuff around us that children have today to distract them. So, I mean, if I'd had, I don't know what would have happened to me if I hadn't found the farm. But, you know, you think about some of the other things that are part. What would some children have done if they hadn't found fill in the blank? Sports, maybe. Some kind of hobby. Or the children today have too much time on their hands.
And access.
Yeah, access to too much.
Huge.
Of too much. So, as a parent, especially as a mother, well, I guess the question is, what's a mother to do?
Mm-hmm.
And
you know what?
I think you have to question yourself when you realize, and I don't know this lady's situation, but, I mean, she's doing a great job. But
well,
how
she,
many
there
kids?
There are some people, Jennifer, who now are after her. Kenny,
no.
You've got things that you saw on social media attacking her for cruel and unusual punishment or whatever.
Well,
they are.
The
abuse of the children.
For running after him and hitting him in the head.
Whack him in the head, right.
But you do have to call into question
listen
judgment.
To us. We're,
like how
we're praising her.
No, well, everybody's perpetuating this idea that, you know, kids can kind of raise themselves, and they don't. And you see this, in, especially in the inner cities where the dads aren't present. And so I think you'd question her and say, why did you continue to have kids with these people if you thought they weren't going to
but
be
you
around
know what?
For you?
And I agree. I totally agree. We have a society that perpetuates broken families, especially in the inner city. But most people give up. This woman, at least,
she's trying.
Didn't give up and holds her kids responsible.
Yeah.
And you don't beat her up for that. At least
she gets points for that.
Give her the
points. She didn't wait for anybody else to act. She didn't want the mayor to take care of her kids,
the police
anybody else. She walked out there, grabbed him by the scruff of the neck, shook him, and took him home.
And we also really don't know her situation, if there are multiple dads, if she was never married, or if she had a husband who was killed or died.
We don't know. Who knows? Yeah, exactly.
Well, the bigger issue there is our society perpetuates this kind of
stuff. I'm using her as an example.
People are really criticizing the mayor of Baltimore because she's a woman. They're saying women shouldn't be mayors. Okay, I just love this example. Rob Ford.
The what?
We should never Toronto Mayor Rob
Toronto.
Ford.
Right.
Should we just never have another male mayor anywhere because of him?
Let's go one step further with this, if we may. Although I should take a commercial break here, Richie.
Absolutely, you should.
I want to spend a minute talking about an email that I got yesterday. A fellow named Mark Harms, who listens to this program and sends us messages from time to time. He sent me a very provocative, conversational, there's 2-3 paragraphs here. This takes a lot of time and thought for people to be this invested in, A, listening to the program, B, wanting to be expressive. And you can do it this way if you want. Email facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Molly or Jennifer at DougStefan.com. Or you can dial 888-302 Doug. He said, I thought I would chime in on the females in the Ranger School. Remember yesterday, some of you may or may not have heard the story. I'll give you a quick thumbnail sketch. or Molly Ken. This is an issue that comes up now, and as women become more involved in the various military organizations, there is now an allowance of trying to put women through the Army Ranger School, which is tough, tough, tough.
So even if they pass, they won't go into combat.
No.
Yes.
There are, this fellow writes, there are definite and well-researched women physical differences between men and women. This is a bad idea. Women's bones are less dense, which makes them particularly susceptible to bone injuries, such as stress fractures, which you see a lot in soldiers carrying heavy loads. Also, their aerobic capacity is lower, and they reach that limit faster than men. This is why these sorts of situations, in them, they will become exhausted faster than men. These are just two examples. I am a former soldier with experience with women in combat situations, and I was also fortunate to be involved with the testing done by 2nd Brigade, 1st Armored Division, participating in testing of females to develop standards to allow them into combat roles. Well, he goes on. The larger point here is that this is a stereotype. Women are blank. Men are blank. Boys are blank.
Well,
girls are blank.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's physical differences.
I challenge that because there are not, with some women, there are plenty of women who are stronger than men in many different ways.
Especially in culture right now.
Yeah, sure.
But you have to acknowledge that by nature there are differences between men and women. That's
I'm not saying there aren't differences. I'm saying to generalize and say that all women can't do this and all men can is nonsense. Go to the gym and look at the way some women are building themselves up and look at some men who are trying to get there. And then you see that the generalizations don't work.
Hey, but good job on taking this commercial break. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to do it right now, Richie. Thank you.
Okay.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Jeff Weinstein started The Counter, a custom-made burger joint with three simple goals.
To earn a good income.
To serve customers great food at a good price.
To have a place to take his wife for dinner.
Customers flocked to his place. He started franchising. Now he's in over 35 locations, and that created a problem.
He struggled with work-life balance. Then he got a big idea. He used his strengths to custom build his life.
Now he flows like soda between his personal and professional worlds.
At home, he often gets ideas for work and vice versa. He pays attention to all the important people and priorities in his life all the time.
Use your strengths to build a life on your own terms. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you catch your little kid playing doctor? Well, it's inevitable. Kids are going to play doctor. And actually, you should expect it. Here's the developmental science of it. Assuming your children are young, there's very little to worry about. If they're being playful and giggly, that's a good sign. It's a natural curiosity about bodies. And remember, at a young age, they neither can spell sexual harassment nor have a clue what it is. So, what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, use this playing doctor business to your advantage. When you catch them playing doctor, that's a great time to do some explaining about the human body. And don't forget to explain that private areas are called private for a reason. It's because they're private. And when they play doctor again, just calmly tell them to dress and then redirect them to some other game. You know, you can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She played in 5 Olympic Games, winning 4 gold medals for the U.S. women's basketball team. In 2000, Sports Illustrated named her the 22nd best female athlete of the century. So where is Teresa Edwards now? Teresa covered the 2008 Summer Olympics for NBC as a basketball analyst. She was the director of player personnel for the Tulsa Shock in 2011 when head coach Nolan Richardson resigned, forcing Teresa to take over as interim coach. That same year, she was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
I never knew I could be here, let alone dream of standing here. So I thank you very much tonight for this opportunity.
An honor well-deserved for Teresa Edwards. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
It's back. Yes, it's furious. It's totally bonkers. So buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6 second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
America. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Tells me I think I'm falling in love again.
One of the great folk rock artists of the rock era, Joni Mitchell. And this is one of her signature songs, one of four or five. Cut down the trees or put up a parking lot. That's always the one that's sort of stuck in my craw with her. A lot of really good protest songs because she was from that era and there was so much of it on the radio. Hers was among the best, I think. We talked a couple of weeks ago about her status. She's not a... I think she's 71, 2, 3, 4, somewhere in there. Probably Kenny can check that for me. She's not an older person, but she's had a tough... She's elected to live life, as some would say, to the fullest. I would say she has lived life recklessly. Her life has been full of booze and drugs and all kinds of things that were bad for her. So she is now in a position to find, as she gets close to the end of her life, that maybe she might have made different choices. That can be said for a lot of people who do things and then at the end of the line think, my God, why did I do all of that? As a court filing suggests that she is unconscious and unable to make medical decisions for herself. Kenny doesn't think that is true, as I recall in our conversation earlier.
According to her website, Leslie Morris, who is the longtime friend, posted, contrary to rumors circulating on the internet today, Joni is not in a coma. Joni is still in the hospital, but she comprehends, she's alert, and she has her full senses.
Mm-hmm.
A full recovery is expected.
Yeah, what did she go in for initially, Kenny? Do you remember?
They haven't said. They have never said.
I think there was a heart condition, which would make sense, circulatory, some kind of problem that is symptomatic of people who abuse drugs and alcohol and stuff as they grow up. All you gotta, this is not judgmental, please don't take it that way, but if you look at her face carefully and you go back through her career, look at her teeth, and you'll see what I'm talking about. If you look carefully at this woman's extremity, you can see that she has been abusive of herself. But does that take away from the quality of her music? No. It just it underscores the choices. We all make choices about our lives and what we want to do. She's had an interesting life when she was a teenager. She had a thing with Mick Jagger, and that sort of brought her into the fold. Then she was one of the favored kids, I guess. I don't know. I was his favorite children. But he had an affair with her for quite a while. I think she went through the band, didn't she? Do you remember, Kenny?
With any luck.
Well, I don't know about that. Do you think that's sexy?
I hadn't heard that.
What is there about
these? Depends on who's in the band.
No.
It's the Stones.
But what's sexy about those skinny, ugly guys that must reek of pot all the time any more than Rod Stewart is sexy? What is there that people think? What?
And Mick Jagger and Keith Richards are pretty hot still.
Ugh.
But the talent is really it. I mean, if you just saw a guy kind of looking like that walking through the mall, you'd probably not be interested.
No, you're right about that. But then, I'm not their target audience. I am their target audience for the music, but not for who they target after the music. A story of sort of business reality in the music business. Jay-Z has a number of people in his stable that he's trying to represent exclusively to get the downloads and everybody make a little more.
He launched a new streaming service called Tidal.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a little bit of a war between Apple's Beats Music, which is a streaming service, and Jay-Z's streaming service. And there are sources that are saying that Apple is playing dirty pool with releasing the app. So, for example, the app for Jay-Z's service, it took a long time for Apple to approve it and release it. And they're saying that that they're doing that on purpose. They're also saying that Rihanna released a song exclusively on Jay-Z's service, and that Apple, in revenge, screwed up and mismanaged the release of it and made it hard to find.
That's here for big business in America. Hip hip hooray!
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks.
Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Will you ever let me walk away? You keep reminding me of yesterday.
Yesterday is not important. Today is the most important day in your life. 33 after the hour. See if we can work our way through the day with you in conversational tones. Jennifer Horn and Molly Page, nice conversational tones. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, good conversational tones. How about yous, guys, and your conversational tones? 888-302-3684. Email to any one of us at DougSteffen.com. I'm expecting to see something. Bob monitors the webmail. We'll see. Here's one address to do. Anyone who's here at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. A lot of people. Jennifer's been gone for a week, so we haven't had an update on the drought in California. Still dry, although there was some rain here and there this week.
Yes, we're still droughting here in California, but a little storm has gone through. It rained at Kenny's house, not at mine.
Really?
But apparently it's, you know, it may come later today. The interesting thing about the drought is that the L.A. City Council passed a measure that will allow them, not right now, but at some point, maybe during summer, to reduce our watering days to 1 day a week.
1 day a week.
Already,
you know how silly this sounds?
There are 3 days a week right now, and they're going to keep it that way. But if things get worse, then they now have the power to make it 1 day a week. And the governor already has power. He's already taken an executive order, an emergency action, to make sure that everybody cuts their water consumption 25%. If you're like me, you're already doing that. I don't know where else I can cut because I just live responsibly.
Don't take so many showers. Don't be so clean.
I'm sorry, once a day for like 5 minutes, it's what I'm going to do.
That's all? I can't get in the shower. I stay a long time in the shower. I just like being in the shower. If I take a bath, sometimes I'm in the bathtub for a half an hour. I don't know. I like being in the water.
Jennifer, why don't they desalinize there? I mean, I know that they're building
more
desalinization. Yeah.
It's not enough.
Because the environmental wacko, wackadoodles, don't want to do it, and they think you're going to use up the ocean water. They're plants that they spent billions of dollars on that are sitting closed down in Santa Barbara. I think San Diego desalinates a little bit, but that's it. They also are not seeding the clouds. They also, I mean, the reason we're in a drought is because of poor leadership within the state of California.
Really?
That goes for everybody.
Wow.
You look at a place like Phoenix, who acknowledges that they live in a desert and that they have a lot of people, so they've been collecting water underground. You would think that we would try to do the same type of thing here since we live in a desert. Hello, this is what happens. This is, you know, and there's so many people here. That's what you try to do, but this is great. You guys are going to flip out on this one. So just a week ago, the lovely powers that be here in the state released billions with a B, gallons of fresh water into the ocean to save seven, just the number seven, steelhead trout.
Get out.
Mm-hmm.
There you
billions
go.
Billions of fresh water into the ocean to save seven
That's
fish.
That's Jerry Brown for you.
Yeah.
There you go.
But we can't take a shower. You know, it's like, give me a break, people. If you have any suggestions of states that I should move, could you just send me an email? Because I'm looking.
I don't understand how you can stay. It's beautiful and all, but I do not understand how you can stay in that crazy state.
I love California, but I would never be a resident.
I love
California
too, but
never, ever, ever. There's too many moons. I live in the two craziest states in the country. And look at how sane I am. Why am I even here?
My beloved Maryland. I love
crazy.
But they are crazy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
The people that run that state.
All right. Speaking of crazy, story about a Washington teenager who apparently strapped fake explosives to his body in a stunt to ask a young woman for a date to the prom.
Beautiful.
Surprisingly enough, he was suspended from school.
Did she say yes?
His name was Ibrahim Ahmed.
Kids named Ibrahim Ahmed should not be strapping bombs to themselves.
No, not probably. Well, Brucey, now you're stereotyping.
Yeah.
He's an 18-year-old senior, was trying to go all out with his proposal, wearing a vest filled with paper tube props made to look like explosives. At lunchtime, he stood in the cafeteria, held a sign that said he was the bomb, and invited his would-be date to go to the prom with him. Superintendent of school said Mr. Ahmad's actions were inexcusable. He deserved punishment. Therefore, you are suspended. But the girl accepted, so she and he are going to the prom. There you go.
Oh, well, that's happy ending.
Right, it is happy ending.
So he still gets to go to the prom?
Still gets to go to the prom. Oh, he doesn't?
No, he doesn't get... No.
But it says that she said, they'll go to dinner instead. That's it. All right.
This is a story about, I mean, we need to investigate this woman. If she's willing to date someone so dumb, come on.
Mm. He's a kid. Yeah. I mean, it probably seemed like a good idea at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's late. I don't have the sign in front of you, but he was like, I know this is late for me to ask, but will you go with me to the prom? I'm the bomb.
Oh, sweet. Would you fall for that, Jennifer?
He's missing a brain.
Nope. Dumb.
Yeah, not okay, Molly. You'd fall for that.
Well, no, but he's a kid, you know.
You wouldn't. At
he
this
got
age,
the girl.
He did get the girl, and they're going for dinner.
That's two stupid people.
Yeah, maybe they'll
the world,
have
the world
babies.
Finds a match of you know it always.
All right, let's see the video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from the co-founder of YouTube, Jawed Karim. Is that how you pronounce the name, Kenny? Jawed. Sounds like a character from Star Wars. This is an 18-second clip in front of the elephants at the zoo. Not much of a video, but it has the distinction of being the first video ever uploaded to YouTube. So you might want to see it just for fun, right? We have a lot of things that we can do.
10 years ago yesterday.
Yep. There is a little audio.
Wow.
You want to play the audio, Richie, just for fun?
Sure. Let me go over here. Hold on a second.
Murray Geller joins us in a moment. We're going to...
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. Cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks. And that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say.
That's it. All there is to say. First YouTube.
Guys was a gazillionaire.
Now. Yep. DougStephan.com.
Kid.
Yep. Kid. They're all still, most of those kids are still kids.
Yeah.
The family of David Viewerson. Is that how you pronounce this football player's name? V-E-V-U-E-R?
Duerson, actually.
What is it?
That's a typo. It's Duerson.
Oh, it is. Okay. How did I miss that?
No, it's not your fault. It's a typo. I noticed.
Well, I don't know who this guy is, but I know that I'm sympathetic to his story. The family is appealing a settlement that came from the NBA. NBA? How about the NFL?
Gotcha.
He was a football player who died.
He played for the Chicago Bears. He
committed suicide in 2011 because of brain decay. That means most of the people on this program would have to commit suicide because there's a lot of brain decay going on here. You're going to be surprised. We have time for one more here? Yeah.
Sure, why not?
In my conclusion here, the NRA, National Rifle Association, was charged with systematically breaking the federal election laws by funneling special donations into their political action committee. Now, normally, you might hear me be upset about this, but I'm not upset at the NRA anyway, and I'm not even really upset about these funds, because even though the authorities say these people violated state and federal anti-fraud laws designed to protect donors from being solicited and fake charities and all this other stuff, do you know how corrupt the whole damn system is?
Right.
And to single them out...
To play in the system.
It is, right, it's exactly. And you know what? There are plenty of other. It just happens this administration doesn't like the NRA. I'm an NRA member. I don't much like most of the stuff they do either when it comes to politics. But that doesn't mean that they should be the only ones who are singled out here when pretty much every one of these types of organizations are doing the same doggone thing. So the fact these hypocrites in the Justice Department and the Federal Election Commission who are going after them, I want to know who else you're going after. I want to see a list of the people and groups.
I will tell you
that you're going after.
It's not with her election stuff, but they're going after Hillary big time right
now.
Yeah,
they are going after
the New York. When the New York Times is going after Hillary on $2.35 million given to the Clinton Foundation from a Russian company that's buying
uranium.
She approved the sale of our uranium to Russia. I mean, that's a big story.
Mm. Yeah.
A big story.
And then they dumped $2.35 million into the Clinton Foundation.
Plus, they also hired Bill Clinton for a lot of high-priced speaking gigs.
They paid her $500,000.
Doug, come on. It's not a coincidence. They paid her $2.35 million.
What?
Really?
Really?
So that she turned her head. What head of the State Department in their right mind? If it's a coincidence, then I call into question her judgment. Because what State Department official in their right mind would approve selling half of our uranium supplies to Russia? Please. No.
Please.
And half of our uranium supplies, here's one of the interesting parts of it, was owned by a Canadian company.
Right.
So
they approved, and she part of it, they approved the sale of our uranium from a Canadian company to a Russian company.
Mm-hmm.
That just sounds crazy right there.
Either so anyway, they're not going after just the NRA. They're going after everybody. I mean, there's two decisions.
The presence of Uri Geller is desired in a matter of moments. We're going to talk about what you would do if you had 1 minute to live. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Today on App Check, 8mm vintage camera, a $2 app which lets your video phone shoot grainy old-style black and white movies. Looks very cool, works every time. 8mm vintage camera, it's a hit.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This first baseman spent 12 of his 14 major league seasons with the L.A. Dodgers. His 270 homers are the most by any Dodger since leaving Brooklyn.
That one is hit a mile. A majestic shot.
So where is Eric Karros now? Eric works on the pregame show for Dodgers Telecast and is a color commentator for Fox Sports national baseball coverage. He hosts a daily radio show in San Diego with fellow former outfielder Jeremy Burnett and is a featured voice in the video game MLB The Show. In 2011, Eric sat down with Brad Pitt to discuss the movie Moneyball.
Brad, did you have a favorite team growing up, or did you follow baseball at all?
Baseball, I didn't get along that well. I had no arm. I took a pop fly in center field at high noon right in the face.
Eric Karros, a star amongst stars. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Mink.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, my name's Grunge. Hey, I earned it. If there's grease or anything else to be found, I got it. Kind of like Pigpen and Charlie Brown. I'm a grease magnet.
Today, American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Hello, Mr. Grunge.
Yeah, my name's Grunge from Nebraska, unfortunately. I reside there. Don't claim it. I'm a grease magnet. I don't have to do anything to get it. It finds me. What more can you ask for, right? Hey, it's great.
What's your riding philosophy?
Usually just nice cruise and take the back roads, get off that super slab, and just enjoy life and stop and smell the exhaust fumes. I'll do it.
That's worked on the open road on two wheels.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to make your lover think you're sensitive and committed? All it takes is a note, a card, or maybe a love letter. Here's the science and technique of it. First, nothing electronic, nothing printed or text, no notebook paper, must be handwritten and go with red ink. Rorschach of Inkblot fame pointed out that red pulls emotions. Now the words. Researchers say that 80% of recipients want serious. Funny notes scream, I'm not committing. Also terms like my dearest and phrases like my heart's only half a heart without you. It's essential. And you must conclude with I love you.
I love it when you do that.
What's the cheap psychological trick? A handwritten statement of love speaks louder than words and lasts for decades. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, it's 13 and a half for the hour. What would you do, any or all of you, if you just had 1 minute to live? What would you do, Jennifer, if you had 1 minute to live?
Call my family.
Richie, what would you do if you had 1 minute to live?
Yeah, call my family. If I wasn't there, I would call them. FaceTime them.
Molly, what would you do if you had 1 minute to live?
I'd ask for more time.
Why?
That's cheating.
Kenny, what would you do if you had... Go ahead, Molly.
What are you going to do in 1 minute?
Well, that would take your final breath. What would you do, Kenny, if you had 1 minute to live?
I'd pull over and let the other people out of the car.
Really? All right, Mary Geller, what would you do if you had 1 minute to live?
I would pray to God, I guess. Are we on the air now?
Yes, or? We are on the air now. Yes, we are.
Wait, hold on. I've got a very, very special guest in my house.
You do?
He's the Israeli ambassador in London, and his name is Daniel Taub. And now you keep asking me all kinds of political questions. I'm handing you the phone to Daniel, the ambassador, and go ahead and ask him whatever you want to.
Oh, that's very cool. All right, ambassador.
Okay, welcome.
Hi, Ambassador Taub. How are you? Nice to have you on. I have, I think you and I actually have met. I have been in Israel 4 times, done a lot of radio programs, and I believe you came over to the Jerusalem Post studio to do a program with me at one point when you were there.
I remember it well.
Yes. So, the conditions or the thinking of, we were talking about what would you do if you had 1 minute to live. What would you think the average Israeli would say if we were to ask them that question?
You know, the average Israeli would say that means we have 59 seconds to set up a startup to figure out a way to get through this problem. Because, you know, the thing that actually Israelis love to have are really challenging problems. And, you know, 1 minute to live, you know, fits into that category.
That's very clever, actually.
All the missile stuff, they're used to this kind of thing.
They are. Right. That's why I asked him, because I think there is. I remember driving around in both Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. It was like driving in a bumper car race. You know, everybody's looking around to see if the guy next to him's got a bomb in the car, and that's the tone that's set. So you learn to live on the edge. That's really what this is, right?
Well, first of all, you're right. The more we have the problems, in fact, one of the problems you're talking about, traffic jams, is a problem which Israelis have solved with a fantastic startup that was bought out for a significant sum called Waze, which where computers in different cars talk to each other.
I love Waze.
Figure out the best way to solve the problem.
Yeah.
It's really terrific.
One of the things people don't know about Israel is it has the fourth largest economy, and it mostly is built around technology. They have the Americans. You don't have to stand aside, or the Israelis don't have to stand aside for the Americans and other technology. Good to have you on. I wish we had more time to chat. Nice to talk to you again, Ambassador Daniel Taub, who's there with Uri. You can always count on him having somebody around who's interesting. And so we got something that we didn't expect to get, which is always nice. One of the things about the Good Day program that people like, you get what you don't expect. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Not like anything else. People ask me to describe this program. I just tell them what it's not. And it's not like any other program. It is a program where you can get lots of help and advice conversationally. Warren Eckstein is a great example of that. He's the host of the Weekend Pet Show, heard around the country on hundreds of radio stations. He is a man on a mission. He wants you to know how to best take care of your dog, how to understand your dog, and how your dog understands you probably better than you understand your dog. Brought to you by the folks that bring you Cedarside. Check out Cedarside.com. Matter of fact, we have a pet quiz. I want you to tell us how many people are sent to the hospital for dog bites every minute of every day. Is it 30, 40, 50, or 60? On average, in America, this many people are sent to the hospital every day because they are bitten by a dog.
You said every minute of every day. You mean every day, right?
No, I mean every minute of every day.
So how many people every single minute of
every single minute of every single day
go to the hospital for a dog bite?
According to the stats, correct. Is it 30, 40, 50, or 60? What is the answer to that question? You will win for your trouble a Cedarside original biting insect spray sample pack.
You have spritzers in it, the spray that is going to take care of your dog or cat, the fleas, ticks, all that kind of stuff, the natural way. Matter of fact, Cedarside brings you Warren's report. If you need to keep bugs out of your home and away from your family and your pet, Cedarside has the non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest control. The original 100% organic bug spray from Cedarside is a must-have for your home, your family, for your dog. It is an organic pest solution, kills and repels bed bugs and mosquitoes and fleas and ticks and all that stuff, the mites that bother your dog, your cat, your pet. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, pets, home, and lawn insect and chemical free. Go to Cedarside.com, use the coupon code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping. Call 800-842-1464 or go to Cedarside.com.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to make your lover think you're sensitive and committed? All it takes is a note, a card, or maybe a love letter. Here's the science and technique of it. First, nothing electronic, nothing printed or text. No notebook paper, must be handwritten and go with red ink. Rorschach of inkblot fame pointed out that red pulls emotions. Now the words. Researchers say that 80% of recipients want serious. Funny notes scream, I'm not committing. Also terms like my dearest and phrases like my heart's only half a heart without you. It's essential. And you must conclude with I love you.
I love it when you do that.
What's the chief psychological trick? A handwritten statement of love speaks louder than words and lasts for decades. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, so Warren. Where'd Warren go? Is thinking. By the way, the question is how many people are sent to the hospital for dog bites every minute. We'll get the answer in a moment. The contentedness, I was thinking about looking at my cows and then remembering how peaceful and easy Charlotte was to be around, or dogs. And I met a dog yesterday. Guy had a mastiff, weighed 140 pounds in the front seat of his car. And he looks a lot like Frankie, my son's dog, because he's a combo mastiff, bulldog, and pit bull. And so I said, what's the story? This dog was the most menacing-looking thing I've ever seen. And this guy says, stick your hand in the window.
said, okay. Did he like you?
Yeah, the dog was great, slobbered all over everything. But there was that peaceful, easy feeling that I got looking at him, Warren. And I think that's what dogs bring to us, that peaceful, easy feeling, don't they?
Well, there's no doubt about it. You know, dogs really just make us feel calm. They make us feel comfortable. They're just good to be around. I mean, I spend most of my time on all fours around dogs, and that's why I'm the nice guy I am, Doug. Hey, listen, here's the number for you. Ready for the number on dog bites?
All right, hold on. Wait a minute. Let's see how Jim, what Jim's answer is. All right, Jim, how many do you think?
30.
30. What's the number, Warren?
Well, no, the number is 40, but there's 4.5 million dog bites per year. 1.5.
So it's not per minute, it's per day.
All right, per day. All right, well, that was close. All right, Jim, you get the prize. Good man, thank you. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show here on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.